store the meat, canned goods, and all that kind of stuff in there.
I see.
Right there. See, people used to kill the hogs and salt the meat down and pack it down and salt, and when at a certain time it'd be matured, then they take it and wash it off and hang it up and let it dry and smoke it, you know. They have smoke out with ham, shoulder, and middle of the meat there all the year.
I want to ask you, something I want to ask you is about after you kill hogs, something about the meat, too. I'll get to that in just a little bit.
Okay.
Now, this, if it were a little room just off the kitchen, just right in the kitchen, you know, maybe you'd open the door and here'd be all these shelves. That would be not a smokehouse, I don't think.
Just off from the...
Just in the kitchen, usually, like a closet. Think of anything they're called? You ever hear it called a pantry?
What?
Ever
a pantry, yeah. They call them pantry. Pantry, they call it. Where they store. That's, that's like be on, have it on, building on the porch, you know. Call it a pantry, you know, where they have, keep them going outdoors after what they have, call them pantry, put all the fruits and everything tacked in there, where you just step right out of the kitchen in the pantry and get it for cooking. Call them pantry.
Would people who had a smokehouse also have a pantry, maybe?
Yeah, some of them have pantry.
Some of them did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a bunch of old, worthless furniture and things sitting around. You might say, I sure do have a big pile of...
A big pile of old junk sitting around.
That's what I was thinking about. And if you have a place in your house where you tend to store all this, that you do all this junk, that might be a...
In the house?
Well, in the house or away from the house. Where, what would you call a place where you store your junk?
Well, some folks call them a junk house or something like this. You know, where they get all the old furniture. Old stuff that don't been used all the time, you know, and put stack it out somewhere, you know, and put it back. So, well, I got a old place out there called a junk house. Put all that junk in the old junk house and store it out there.
Because a woman doesn't like to have a messy house, every morning she gets out her broom and her mop and she... A woman doesn't like to have a messy house, so every morning she does what?
Get the broom, mop, and dust, and sweep down, clean up.
Okay. One thing that interested me, and I heard, because I'm used to listening for these things, I heard Mrs. McGee say something, use an expression, right smart, which is to me very, very familiar down here. Does it seem natural to say he has right smart horses or right smart cows? Does that seem natural to you?
Well, sometimes people use that kind of word. And sometimes say, well, we got good men here, cattle, and sometimes say we got...
talking about how you'd use the expression right smart, would you say it's raining right smart? Or would you say we've had a right smart rain?
Well, I think the best way to say we have a right smart rain.
That sounds natural.
More natural
to you. Okay. Is right smart anything you can count? I mean, can you say I've got a right smart of cows?
I guess we could use that, say, I got a good little bunch of cows or something like that.
But would you say I've got a right smarter cow?
When I say I got a right smarter cow.
Uh-huh.
When I say I got a pretty good little bunch,
it wouldn't seem right to say I've got a right smarter cow.
I'd rather say I got a good little bunch. I'd be able to say that.
Okay.
I'd be able to say that.
All right, that's what I want you to tell me. When a woman is cleaning up her house, if she doesn't have a vacuum cleaner or doesn't want to use one, she might just sweep with a
broom.
All right. If you have a broom and you pick it up, you open a door, you put it